He's a millennial. Try not to hold it against him. Rob Sussman on Delaware 105.9.
It is Senate Bill 44. Tom just asked at 839-1059. Senate Bill 44 is actually now being sent to the House for consideration. It passed in the Senate. My story I was using was out of date. As it turns out, hours later, they ended up passing this thing, the Senate, that would decriminalize underage drinking in the state of Delaware. So this is something that, this is more than just some cute thing, okay? This is a real thing. This is something that is actually being legitimately considered in the state of Delaware, decriminalizing underage drinking. Now, decriminalizing is different than legalizing. Decriminalizing will merely make it not criminal. It's still going to have civil penalties, but it won't be criminal. You will not be in the criminal justice system if you end up drinking underage. Let's go to Trisha in Selbyville. Trisha, hello.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you think of this idea?
Well, I'm 62, first off.
Okay.
And I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
I don't think that somebody who is 16, who's caught drinking at a party, should have a criminal record because he was caught with underage drinking. We've all done it. We just
right.
haven't been caught, like you said earlier. but I think that we need to have, like, fines, and I think they need to continually go up. Like, you know, if you caught two or three times, it goes up to $200.
Sure.
And maybe even doing community kind of service. But I think what this will do also, it might get kids who might have problems with alcohol into maybe some treatment programs.
Oh, that's a start, isn't it?
Able to help them.
That would be a start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, that would definitely be a good thing. I mean, if you are, like, having just absolute ragers every single night at the age of 18, that's not
right.
normal or healthy, and you're going to get yourself
right.
killed. Like, that is not
absolutely.
A place where you need to be. That is a good stuff, Trisha. Very, very good stuff. Thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Under this law, minors under the age of 21 caught with alcohol would no longer face a criminal sentence. Instead, they would have a driver's license suspension, possibly, or they would face a fine. $100 for the first violation, between $200 and $500 for any additional violations that they might have. I'm with Trisha on this. Everybody's gone through this. I would say that most people have probably drank underage. Few people have gotten caught. And I'll tell you, the only time you ever get caught drinking underage is if you're having these massive, just blowout rage parties. Like people at my high school, they had things like this. And I'll tell you, it actually did get dangerous. It did. We had a kid die in my high school, in fact. We had a kid die because he was at one of these parties, but it wasn't just alcohol. You know what I mean? It wasn't just alcohol. There were mushrooms involved. And he either fell out a window, conked his head and died, or was pushed out, depending on who you ask. Nevertheless, that was the last we saw of him. Wasn't a good situation. But those sort of things happen when people are out there abusing substances and being idiots. One thing I haven't had in years, and I'll tell you, the last time I had it was drinking underage at a college party in Normal, Illinois. It was called Jungle Juice. Have you heard of this? Did they have Jungle Juice when you were coming up? Jungle Juice is a foul concoction. It is made usually in a Gatorade cooler. It is some sort of fruit juice of some kind, typically. And in this fruit juice, you pour rum, you pour vodka, you pour whiskey, you pour gin, you pour liqueur, you pour Bailey's if you've got it. It doesn't matter what you have. You pour it in there. It is some sort of fruit juice and then some kind of alcohol, any kind of alcohol. It doesn't matter what kind. In fact, people would come by and bring bottles. they would bring bottles of liquor, and then when they got through the door, they would open the bottle of liquor and pour the bottle, the whole contents of the bottle. And it could be wine, too. It didn't just have to be liquor. It could be wine. And they would pour the entire bottle of liquor or wine into this massive concoction. And people would just come by and do that. It didn't matter what kind of liquor it was, just that it was liquor. And by the end of the party, everyone is completely blackout drunk. Completely blackout drunk. But you know what? When I turned 21, you didn't have jungle juice anymore. You didn't have those kinds of parties. They weren't around. You didn't have people walking through the door dumping entire bottles of wine into a Gatorade cooler. You just didn't have it anymore. You didn't have somebody serving drinks in those red Solo cups, a concoction of which you do not know the alcohol per volume. And frankly speaking, you don't want to know the alcohol per volume because it's at a level that is so high, it would probably knock you out of your chair. You didn't see that. Once you turned 21, you didn't see that anymore. That was something for the younger kids. That was something for the freshmen. And if you showed up at a party like that, you were kind of a loser. Just go to the bar. They have food there, too. Let's go to Sean in Pittsville. Sean, hello.
Hey, Rob. So, full disclosure, I'm 45.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, jungle juice was Everclear grain alcohol.
Oh,
mixed
my.
With whatever juice you could get from the store for 99 cents a gallon.
That is some rocket fuel, man. That'll get you going.
I'm Baltimore City, born and raised, and they would fill it with trash. They would fill the trash can with grain alcohol and fruit punch, whatever 99 cent variety. Cut up the fruit, drop everything in, and there's my misspent youth right there.
But it was your youth, though. It was before you were 21.
You know, I will tell you now, in retrospect, it was my youth, but it led into adulthood. I haven't drank in 10 years. So you did develop a habit when I was young. What's that?
You did develop a habit.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm definitely what they call an addictive personality. So, you know, it started when in my teenage years, and it progressed further. But this law, I think, is very important because I can remember the mid-80s, when the war on drugs really took its toll on communities.
Yeah.
When people were getting arrested for the having a joint, going away for 10 years, you know, taking away moms and dads.
Yeah.
And I've always thought about that. That's never gone away from me. I've always thought about what if this kid had his dad or mom around, or, you know, that's always been with me. So to hear that we're finally making a move to kind of protect the youth and get away from prosecuting everybody for everything all the time.
I'm into the idea, man. And furthermore, I actually think that for some kids, the monetary fine might be in some situations worse than the criminal fine in some ways. It's like, oh, well, now there are consequences that hit me in the pocketbook. Now I'm not going to have money for next weekend. Now what am I going to do? I got to pay off my drinking ticket. Yeah, that is still a punishment. It's still in there. As far as I'm concerned, criminal, civil, there you go.
Thanks for the time, Rob.
Of course, Sean, you know I love when you call. 302-839-1059, talk or text. Do you think we should decriminalize underage drinking in the state of Delaware? Look, here's the thing. One of these days, you're going to wake up and this will have already happened. For real. Laura Sturgeon, Democrat from Brandywine Hills, is the one who is putting this together. Additional sponsors are Senator McBride, Minor Brown, Schwarzkopf, and Cook. We know Schwarzkopf. Melissa Minor Brown of Dover, a Democrat. Pete Schwarzkopf, we know him, Democrat. Cook, Democrat. But yet it was a 20-0 landslide in the Senate, and it's looking like it's going to be a big one in the House. There's a lot of House co-sponsors that have signed on to this thing. Senator Anthony Del Colo has actually signed on to it. So it is a bipartisan bill. It appears to have some wide support, the idea of decriminalizing underage drinking in the state of Delaware and keeping kids out of the criminal justice system. And kind of, I'm hoping, at some point, pointing towards the idea of just lowering the drinking age to 18. Because ideally, that's where it should be. Adulthood is adulthood, and there shouldn't be tiers of adulthood. It's either you're an adult or you're not. You either have the ability to ruin your life or you don't. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is the reason that it's 21. They fought against the 18 limit across the country, and state by state they got a change until it was changed on the federal level. And you know what? It was a mistake. And I think we can look back on it and say it was a mistake. 249. Jungle juice is da bomb. If you think I slobber a lot now, let me get a few cups. You better put on your goggles, says 249. Oh, man, we got some weirdos out there. That's good, though. It's always good to have weirdos around. Hey, when we come back, what loses $7 billion a year and yet is still allowed to operate? If you guess the U.S. government, you're partially right, although way out of scope, way out of scale. The U.S. government loses a hell of a lot more than that every year. But this is a specific entity in the U.S. government. If you can guess it, you win.
House Judiciary Committee defying a congressional subpoena. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson explains.
Basically, the Office of Legal Counsel is saying that there's an absolute immunity for Don McGahn because of his position with the president. And even though he cooperated with Mueller, that doesn't mean that he has to come in front of Congress.
House Democrats want to question McGahn about ways in which the president may have tried to curtail the Mueller investigation. CBS legal analyst Jonathan Turley says this sets the stage for a fight between Congress